day and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft.
ABC News, I'm Elwin Lopez. Border communities have reported increases in the number of migrants crossing the southern border ahead of Title 42 expiring tonight. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says this does not mean the border is open.
If anyone arrives at our southern border after midnight tonight, they will be presumed ineligible for asylum and subject to steeper consequences for unlawful entry, including a minimum 5-year ban on reentry and potential criminal prosecution.
Border communities have called for more support from the federal government. The EPA is regulating greenhouse gas emissions from currently unregulated power plants. New rules will apply to some, but not all existing natural gas plants, future plants, and all that burn coal. Legal challenges are expected. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with China's top diplomat in Vienna. This is ABC News. More than 2 decades after American teenager Natalie Holloway disappeared during a trip to Aruba, U.S. and Peruvian officials announced that the case's main suspect, Jordan Vandersloot, will be extradited to the U.S. Peloton is recalling millions of its exercise bikes due to fallen injury hazards.
2 million Peloton exercise bikes that became nearly ubiquitous during the pandemic now under recall. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the bike's seat post assembly can break during use, causing riders to fall and get hurt. The recall impacts bikes sold from January 2018 till now. Peloton says there are 35 reports of seat posts breaking out of more than 2.1 million bikes sold in the country. Consumers are advised to immediately stop using their Pelotons and contact the company for a free repair. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Closing arguments taking place in the trials of Lori Vallow Daybell. The mother from Idaho is charged in the murder of her 2 children, believing they were zombies. Elwin Lopez, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane McNair. Here's what you need to know. Propane stored in a garage may have sparked the Tuesday night explosion at a condo complex on Madison's west side. The Madison Fire Department says the building that exploded had 8 units. A neighboring 8-unit building was also damaged, leaving 21 people without a place to live. 4 people were hurt. The investigation continues. 39-year-old Kevin McDowell of Madison will spend 20 years behind bars, another 15 with additional supervision after being convicted of a 2017 sexual assault. He was convicted in January. If you want to watch Friday night's matchup between the Brewers and the Royals at AmFam Field, you have to subscribe to Apple Plus TV. Or you can listen to our flagship Brewers station, Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, or WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. I'm Jane McNair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. For Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, WMDX, 1580 AM. And around the state on a local Civic Media radio station near you. And I am joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. How we doing, Todd?
Any time I get to spend with you is absolutely fantastic.
We're having a terrific week this week. We're spending some time together. I joined you on Tuesday, you joined me on Monday, now you're joining me today again, and I'm going to be behind the wheel for your show tomorrow.
I'm not behind the wheel. You're going to be co-hosting the big show tomorrow morning, 8 until 11. Cannot wait. But I warn you, my friends will tell you that, you know, Todd comes in, he's good in small doses. You don't want to get too much.
Fair enough. Well, we're testing that theory out this week. That's for sure. That's for sure. But appreciate you joining me for this edition of Tangents.
A pleasure.
Our big guy. He's getting so much done, but still, his voice on the mend. So no radio appearance for him this week, probably.
Well, apologies. Mine is not the best. I'm suffering, not COVID or anything, thank God. It's allergy season. Yeah. And so I got the Mucinex going and some Claritin.
Have you always had really bad allergies?
I've always had allergies. They've gotten worse as I've gotten older.
Interesting. Yeah. See, I'll have to pull up the specific study, but because of the climate change that we're experiencing,
yes.
Allergy season has gotten different for different people. I used to have miserable allergies growing up. I'm going to knock on wood. No longer really affected by seasonal allergies.
I don't know how.
Wow. I've fallen kind of into that, but people that had never had allergies before in their life are now having worse allergies, and sometimes it you do have bad allergies and go to worse as well. Very interesting to hear that you've always had them, and they're just acting up like this now.
As a kid, it was like goldenrod in the fall. And now it's pretty much spring, summer, fall, anything but winter.
My family, big campers. We would do a lot of camping all across the state of Wisconsin. And I would be just a stuffed up mess and miserable. And my parents would be like feeding me Claritin or whatever just to try to help me be able to enjoy the camping experience. Yeah. And all throughout Scouts, it would be if I forgot the Claritin or the Zyrtec or whatever, it would be, oh gosh, Luke's going to be just out of commission for this camping trip. And so I don't know if I just paid my dues throughout all those years in the woods, but we got a story about an 8-year-old praying that he would not be in the woods. Maybe we'll get to that and talk about that tangent a little bit later. But glad to have you on the show with me this Thursday afternoon. Folks, you can join Todd and I with your tangents, 844-967-967.
2789. You can call or text on this Thursday afternoon. We're going to be giving away some Brewers tickets coming up at 2:30. Going to have a trivia question for you, so stay tuned. We'll ask that question at 2:30. The first caller with the correct answer will win a four-pack to tomorrow night's Friday night game. Brewers got the day off today.
Thank goodness.
But it's been a rough 2 weeks for the crew, that's for sure. But we're going to be giving away four tickets to tomorrow night's game. They're going to be hosting the Kansas City Royals in town for Mother's Day weekend. And you can win. You can also listen to the Brewers. If you're not a fortunate winner, you can listen to the Brewers here across the Civic Media Network on WISS Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM. Our friends in the Fox Valley, you can listen to that almost to the Sun Prairie
to Shawnee.
Yeah,
it's everywhere in between.
That 1100 signal, it's terrific. You can listen to the Brewers all summer long on Civic Media Oshkosh Air Support. You can also listen on WRCE News from the Center. Your neck of the woods.
In my original station back there, the RC, the Driftless Area Southwest, they've been a Brewers station since, I believe, since the Brewers started back in the early 70s.
And we got a question from pretty early on in those Brewers. So that trivia question from early Brewers history. Again, you're going to want to stay tuned for 2:30. But Todd, we've got an update on the DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion conversation here in Wisconsin, because we've seen stories of a student at UW-Madison using the N-word in a viral video. We've also got stories of educators in the Wausau area not being reprimanded for racist and other derogatory slurs that were accused of that educator in the classroom using against a student. And so you'd think diversity and equity and inclusion, that kind of training, that kind of mindset, that would be a good approach.
You'd think.
But Republican lawmakers here in Wisconsin, specifically Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in particular, has got it out for DEI training and wants the University of Wisconsin system to remove aspects of DEI offices on their college campuses in order to be maybe eligible for more funding for the UW system. Not really given specifics. It's kind of like, you better do this or else kind of mindset. And the University of Wisconsin system, Todd, taking action, it seems like, on this one, at least for hiring applications, removing the DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion statement off of UW system applications to come and work for the state's largest employer. Your thoughts on Jay Rothman in the University of Wisconsin system making this move and announcing it today?
Oh, one of my favorite people, Jay Rothman, president of the UW system. And we won't go down that tangent today, but of course, he was the one that made the decision back last fall during the Thanksgiving weekend to close UW Richland without explanation and without going, explaining himself. So that's a story for another day. But now he strikes again. And people should remember Jay Rothman, his last job was the head of Foley & Lardner, one of the largest, more conservative law firms in America, based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and big offices here in Madison as well. He is now the head of the UW system, the president of the system. And to get rid of this, I just find confusing. I find it disappointing. And it's probably, in my personal opinion, having been a former Republican and working in the Capitol, probably trying to get a half a loaf and acquiescing a little bit to Robin Voss, the Republican, saying, look, we're not going to get rid of this entire department, but we'll take this statement off of the application process.
Yeah.
Which I find disappointing. I've applied for a couple of jobs at the UW system.
I used to work for, while I was on campus, the UW Division of Housing and Dining and University Housing, Dining, and Culinary Services. There we go.
There you go.
It's a mouthful, but DAX for short. But I worked in the UW system for as a student employee all 4 years of college. And so the fact that if you think that this is, like, that's the baffling part to me, Todd, is like this is the target. This is the, if you get rid of that statement, you know, then we'll be free to say whatever we want with no consequences again. It's baffling. And this is the quote from UW system president Jay Rothman. We have come to the medium on all of these issues. It's not an either or. It's not you're for DEI or against DEI. It's a question of what steps can we take to ensure things are as inclusive as possible. So you think a simple commitment on a hiring application that you are committing yourself to diversity, equity, and inclusion, that would be a pretty pretty significant step to be able to take towards inclusive as possible. But not, so this is just a weird quote. And Robin Voss isn't even satisfied. That's the strange part in this story as well, because, yes, J. Rothman may be trying to appease the assembly speaker in this process and make it look like he's signaling some change, removing these DEI questions off of the applications for a position with the University of Wisconsin system. But this is the quote from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. "It's a small step forward, but a lot more needs to be done to address the blatant discrimination and indoctrination that has become systemic on UW campuses." And
it's a big word now, indoctrination.
It just feels like Robin Voss was like, how many buzzwords can I put into this statement saying, no, do more? Because he just wants to see DEI statements be removed from the University of Wisconsin system altogether. He wants these offices eliminated from campuses. And so, yeah, I'm not shocked that Robin Voss is like, no, you're going to have to do more. But it's interesting to see the approach of J. Rothman, as you pointed out, former attorney, not spending his career in higher education like some of the other applicants for UW system president that were overlooked, in my opinion, for that role, may have brought to the table. But J. Rothman trying to kind of find common ground, but with a person that I don't know if there's a whole lot of common ground to find with.
I think it's interesting from this standpoint, Luke, that, again, I've applied for jobs. You work there at UW. And for those who don't know, if you go online and apply for a job in the UW system, many, if not all, include a lengthy or short statement. Basically, and this is paraphrasing, saying that all minorities, women, so on and so forth, are encouraged to apply. Or if for certain jobs, it might say special consideration given for, particularly if it's a job where you're going to be working with a large, diverse population of students on campus. Mm-hmm. And that's put there for a reason, is that so many people who are not white males feel as if even when they have the degree, even when they have the experience, they apply for these jobs, but they never even get an interview.
They never get a call back.
Right. And so the statement is put on there to say, look, we're actually going to take a legit look at this. And I know people in the system who hire people, and it's very – like if they put a requirement, let's say it is a bachelor's degree is required, mm-hmm. all right? Even if you have all kinds of experience and you have an associate degree, they're not even allowed to consider your application, because if they hired someone that didn't meet what they posted for – another person could sue them. It's all for legal purposes. So they've changed that, I think, to the benefit over the years, and made it said a bachelor's degree is preferred.
Yeah.
All right? And so they're trying to bring more people in. Now with this statement, you've completely undone that.
Yeah, it is. I think the UW system president is right in his remarks, but he's just not following through with what he's saying. The state of Wisconsin and the University of Wisconsin system as a whole should be attempting to be as inclusive as possible. And you can't do that while also eliminating questions and commitments to diversity, equity, and inclusion on your hiring process.
Yeah.
It's saying one thing and doing another. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, that you can listen to Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Tomorrow is called Mathers and Todd in the Morning.
Not Luke and Todd or Alba and Mathers? You going first day one, last day
Mathers,
the other?
Mathers and Toddy in the morning.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have to shake off the rust a little bit, because I haven't been behind the production. I got to launch your first show.
I know. We're going right back where it started, baby.
It'll be a callback. But folks, if you want to share a tangent with us on this Thursday afternoon, 844-967-2789, Dueling Tangents is going to be right back.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 82. Southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 53. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 73. Cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 67. Saturday, under overcast skies. 60. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media. DX.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can download the Civic Media app. Take us with you on the go. You can jump from station to station. You can listen to Mad Radio 92.7. You can listen to The Shaw and Waukesha. Or you can listen to one of the many stations that Todd and the Todd Alba Show are on. WRCE, News from the Center, Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, or WLAK, Lake Air up in Amory. But download that Civic Media app so you can listen to any of our fine programming wherever you go. And joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba. And Todd, a lot of people online and in political circles are kind of, they're all talking about something that happened last night. And I don't typically tune in for Trump rallies. So therefore, I was not dialing into CNN's town hall last night. But it seems like a lot of people were, at least for, I don't know, if it was out of anger, if it was out of
curiosity.
That's good terminology.
Yeah. It's love like the accident of the freeway. Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of right? What happens there? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I did not. And shockingly enough, I haven't seen a whole lot of clips. I wasn't on the social media as much as maybe normal today. But not seen a lot of clips, but saw a lot of people's reactions to the fact that it was happening. Your thoughts on CNN hosting and platforming the twice impeached and former president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Of course, the bipartisan commission for the Congress named Donald Trump as the instigator for the insurrection. Want to point that out as well.
Yes.
I did not watch the whole thing live. I had a rare dinner date. Not a date, just with a friend. My God, I wouldn't have a date. that would never happen these days. Anyway, and then I decided, should I go home and watch the start of this debacle? Or it was a beautiful night for a sunset. So I went down to the terrace here in Madison and watched the sunset. But I did DVR it. I watched about half of it last night. And then I also, more interestingly to me, I watched the post game on CNN. And poor Anderson Cooper is sitting there surrounded by Trump numbnuts. I'm not joking. Like three of these people, I had no idea who they were. No, never seen them before. Never heard of them. And what was as disturbing to me, Luke, it was the actual so-called propaganda town hall, was that they were allowing these Trump people to answer questions from Anderson Cooper and just give 90-second spiels for Trump. It was just weird. But my quick takeaways are, it's a disgrace that CNN, I've said this on our show, that if you have a Republican debate with all the candidates in another few months, you have to include him. If it's with Biden, if it's Biden v. Trump, which I think it will be at some point, you got to include him. But to give Trump at this point an unfettered 90 minutes on national cable news with, I mean, and God bless Caitlin Collins, But why don't you pick Christian Amanpour? Why don't you pick Anderson Cooper? Somebody with some news chops. But apparently they want to put Caitlin Collins in the primetime slot now on CNN. So they're trying to prop her up. Trump ran all over her. It was a debacle. It was indecent, in my opinion. But here are a couple of actual takeaways. Number one, for people to remember. Last night, Donald Trump took full credit for the Dobbs decision last year overturning Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a woman, if you're a man, if you're a person that's upset that women in Wisconsin no longer have legal access to reproductive health, including abortion for rape and incest, you can thank Donald Trump. He took full credit for that last night. Number two, he said that he would pardon almost all of those who have participated in J6 and the insurrection. I think his words were, there were a couple that got carried away, but the rest he would pardon.
Well, he said they were, one of the few clips that I saw from last night is that January 6, 2021 was a lovely day.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was a lovely day. And that is whitewashing that 100%. Day out of American history. Like, unfortunately, there are a lot of people that are doing it, but that is insane for there not to be actual pushback on the former president that fomented that insurrection to be able to now call it more than 2 years later a beautiful day is just ridiculous.
It's an offense to all those law enforcement officers who gave their life or who died by suicide afterwards due to the events of that day, and for a former president and a party who claims to quote unquote back the badge. And then they're supporting insurrectionists who maimed and killed police officers. Number three, the debt ceiling. Trump last night said on the air that he would absolutely support and encourage Republicans to go ahead and default on raising the debt ceiling. And when Caitlin Collins pointed out that as president, he actually said that was a sacred ground. You shouldn't go there. And Caitlin Collins said, well, what's different now? He said, quote, I'm not president anymore.
Well, from his lips to God's ears, because a lot of his supporters still believe that he is
that's
somehow.
A great point.
Yeah,
that's a great point, Luke.
That can be played over and over again for as far as I'm concerned. And that is an interesting dynamic that it seems like some people are like, oh, well, this is great for the content machine. We've got so much material now to use against Donald Trump that, like, we didn't know who this man was over the last 8-9 years that he's been in public life. Come on. Like, we know who Donald Trump is. There was an underestimating of Donald Trump that took place in 2016. And I think if individuals are going to excuse CNN platforming the former president that fomented this insurrection against the country, he tried to interrupt the peaceful transfer of power with violence.
Yes.
And the fact that he is getting this platform, as you noted, a 90-minute uninterrupted platform to say what he wanted with very little pushback because he just rolled over and said whatever he wanted. He was a bulldozer.
Yeah.
And for him to not receive that pushback and to receive this platform, it seems like a gift, but you can't underestimate. Oh, be like, oh, well, there's so much great content now that we can use against him in ads because
we know
who this guy is.
And once again, in my opinion, it validates him. It makes him seem more normal and put him back on these platforms. And also, Luke, last night, when he brought up E. Jean Carroll and made fun of her last night. She's got another defamation lawsuit if she wants to go forward. The audience, which was overwhelmingly in favor of Trump, laughed. He treated rape like a comedy act. And the audience laughed. It was appalling.
Well, the E. Jean Carroll has now got $5 million, or we're soon to receive $5 million from those lawsuits. And it'll be interesting to see if she does seek more lawsuits for continued defamation, if this is the route that Donald Trump's going
to
take.
And disgusting for CNN and CEO Chris Licht to put this thing on the air just for ratings and money.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to be giving away a 4-pack to tomorrow night's Brewers game. Coming up next, stay tuned. This is Dueling Tangents across Civic Media.
Is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Elwin Lopez. Border communities have reported increases in the number of migrants crossing the southern border ahead of Title 42 expiring tonight. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says this does not mean the border is open.
If anyone arrives at our southern border after midnight tonight, they will be presumed ineligible for asylum and subject to steeper consequences for unlawful entry, including a minimum 5-year ban on reentry and potential criminal prosecution.
Border communities have called for more support from the federal government. The EPA is regulating greenhouse gas emissions from currently unregulated power plants. New rules will apply to some, but not all existing natural gas plants, future plants, and all that burn coal or oil. Legal challenges are expected. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with China's top diplomat in Vienna. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. One of the two teenagers wanted for Fond du Lac's weekend triple shooting has turned himself in. The other suspect is still out there somewhere. A 20-year-old woman was killed and two people were injured Sunday. Efforts to make Wisconsin's parole system more transparent are moving ahead. Karen Kannenberg testified in favor of reforms at a state Senate committee hearing yesterday. She and her family only got 3 days' notice that her sister's killer was getting out of prison early last year.
This is not enough time, the 30 days. We need to have this change for 30 days. We had 3 days to try and do something about this.
Her sister was Johanna Balsewicz. Her husband stabbed her to death in 1997. The Republican bill aims to give crime victims new and enhanced rights. In sports, this year's NFL schedule is out. The Packers open at Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can join us on the phone line. Share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. And as teased earlier, giving away a four-pack to tomorrow night's Brewers game at American Family Field. The Brewers hosting the Kansas City Royals. You can catch the game across several Civic Media radio stations, WISS Oshkosh Air Support in the Fox Valley, as well as through the Driftless region on WRCE News from the Center. And or you can be a winner if you got the answer to this trivia question. If you can name the first Milwaukee Brewer to win season MVP.
First Milwaukee Brewer...
That won season MVP. Sorry, Todd, you're not eligible for the tickets.
Me, what, 5 guesses earlier today?
844-967-2789. If you can name the first Milwaukee Brewer to win the season MVP for the crew, you can be going with 3 friends or family members, acquaintances, whoever you want to take with you. It's a 4-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's Brewers game. 844-967-2789. 2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. We thank Civic Media for the opportunity to give away these tickets. We're very excited. Hoping the crew can, you know, right the ship a little bit, because been on a little bit of a skid.
A little injury bug, but they just a day of rest will do them some good. And if you're listening, let me just say this. These are not just your average seat. They're not out the bleachers, not up the nosebleed. These are club-level seats. You get your own entry, your own concessions area, padded seats, cushions, big-screen TVs. Even guys that come to your seat and deliver your concessions to you if you want.
Yeah, this is a pretty nice setup that AmFam Field's got now. Yeah, they're very nice seats. These are
seriously club-level, great tickets.
It is a terrific way to experience the game. If you can name the first Milwaukee Brewer to win season MVP, you will be going to the Brewers game with three other friends tomorrow. 844-967-2789. And, Todd, you know, if people want to share a tangent on another topic, they can as well.
Sure.
Because we've got the Packers schedule
came
got
out
released,
today. Yeah,
so there's more sports tangents there. One of the things I teased yesterday that I did not get to talk about in the show, so planned on talking about it today, and as we wait for Evan to help screen some of our callers to see if they've got the trivia answer we're looking for.
They're dialing in.
I'm going to share this tangent on Clarence Thomas.
Please do.
Because Harlan Crow...
I love this.
...received a letter. Harlan Crow is the Texas businessman.
Nazi-loving.
Yeah, he's got a weird admiration or collection, whatever you want to call it.
Fetish.
Yeah, that would be one way to describe it.
With Nazi memorabilia. Go ahead.
With a signed copy of Mein Kampf and statues of not just Adolf Hitler, but other 20th century dictators in his garden. It's just a strange way to decor your outdoor living space, but you know, to each their own. But Harlan Crow received a letter from the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the letter, chaired by Dick Durbin, sent this letter to Harlan Crow asking him, because a previous letter sent last week from Dick Durbin and the U.S. Senate Committee overseeing the judiciary to the Supreme Court kind of got a thanks but no thanks reply from the Chief Justice John Roberts. And so this committee sent a letter to Harlan Crow asking for him to voluntarily describe the gifts that he has given to Clarence Thomas over the years, because due to ProPublica and other terrific outlets doing some more hard-hitting journalism than I think the Supreme Court beat has been subject to in years past, we found out a lot about some of the boxes on the tax forms that weren't checked and some of the private trips to Indonesia and the Adirondacks that were taken. And Harlan Crow, his attorney, Todd, used separation of powers as an excuse not to cooperate with the U.S. Senate's Judiciary Committee in looking into these activities. Right. Can you believe that? That the separations of powers extend to a Texas billionaire that helps fund the lifestyle of one of our Supreme Court justices. Did you know that?
I did not. I did not know that.
Just as the founders intended.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Just as the founders intended. I want to pull my hair out on this topic, Todd. Like, it is just baffling that this is, and we're waiting for U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein to get better. She is reportedly back in D.C.
Did you see her, the pictures of her yesterday? I mean, honest to goodness, that poor woman. It looks like a skeleton in a wheelchair.
She was there for several votes today, it sounds like. So there were some votes that she was present for. Some of the work on this Judiciary Committee was underway. But with her health in questionable regard,
yeah,
it is going to be difficult to see Dick Durbin and the Democrats in the U.S. Senate take any formidable stance to hold Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, John Roberts, any of these actors, Harlan Crow, accountable for the blatant ethics violations and probably illegal tax. I guess it would be tax fraud if they checked the boxes saying, oh, no, there was no income, or no, I didn't give you the info for who sold the property to. It's fascinating. 844-967-2789. We got a couple of callers on the line then. Let's head over. We got Brett from Cottage Grove calling in. Brett, you have an answer for our trivia question this afternoon.
I do. I was going to say Yount.
Unfortunately, it is not Robin Yount.
That was one of my guesses, Brett.
Okay, that's good. Because I couldn't use the tickets, I was just going to pass them on.
Okay, so just trying to play a game of trivia, just to play a game of trivia, huh, Brett?
I'd play along with you guys.
All right, you got another tangent for us on this Thursday afternoon?
No, going back to Trump's rally last night on CNN.
That's cool. Please do
put it. 400 some people, and they were all MAGAs and Trump backers. It wasn't a town hall. It was a rally. And the thing he mentioned about the sexual thing or everything else, I never knew her and everything else. Mm-hmm. Then he went on to talk about how she pushed him into a locker room or dressing room. Mm-hmm. But then he just jumped all over the host. He's like, God, CNN, what are you doing?
Yeah, that is an excellent point, Brett. CNN, what are you doing? Because it did feel like they were broadcasting and televising a Trump rally.
He called Caitlin Collins nasty. Called her nasty.
That's just one of the things that he just calls anybody that just pushes back.
Especially women.
Yes, I was going to say specifically women. He refers to as nasty women if they show any inclination of disagreement with Donald Trump. Oh, you're nasty.
Right.
And it is a terrible approach to having a civilized conversation in the first place, but then going on and being able to present your point of view that way across national television it was disturbing. And again, that's why I didn't tune in for it, because I don't watch Trump rallies. And I didn't think that I was going to learn anything new that I didn't already know about the guy. And I feel like that's how a lot of people took it, but it is upsetting that CNN decided, you know what, for the ratings, for the money, we're going to do this.
Well, the quick backstory, of course, is that Chris Licht, who was at CBS and launched the new version of CBS This Morning with Charlie Rose, until he had a Me Too problem, to put it lightly. And then he went to the Colbert Show and ended up being the executive producer of Colbert. And now he's at CNN, was charged with turning the network around. And his new morning show there went to pot because of Don Lemon. And now he tried this approach last night with Caitlin Collins, trying to launch her in primetime, and decided to bring Trump in. And in my opinion, strictly for ratings and money. And it did a disservice to democracy.
That's what it felt like. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you got a tangent for us, or if you got an answer to our trivia question, giving away a 4-pack of Brewers tickets to tomorrow night's game hosting the Kansas City Royals, we are looking for the first Milwaukee Brewer to win a season MVP. Up next, we got Randy in Stoughton calling in. Randy, you got an answer for our trivia question?
You know, it wouldn't be fair because I had the same answer as the other gentleman, but in the meantime, I thought about it, and I know who it is, but I can't go anyway. I'm sorry. Oh. I can tell you off the air who it is.
we'll have to hold your answer. How about you just share your tangent with us, Randy, and we'll wait for the next caller to be able to see if they've got the correct answer.
Sure. Well, my tangent would be basically an infomercial last night for Donald Trump. It was really just disgusting stuff, you know? I'm disappointed CNN would afford him that opportunity.
Did you watch it last night, Randy? Did you see any of it?
Yeah, I saw excerpts of it online later on.
What did you find most offensive? What was the most offensive thing to you?
Well, how we treated the lady running the...
Caitlin Collins.
Calling her nasty and all that. It was like flashbacks of Hillary. I'm like, come on. Are you still getting away with this stuff?
Yeah, it was one thing in 2016 before he had a lot of time spent on the national stage, but now, 7 years later, it's pretty upsetting to believe that a cable television network would platform the twice impeached former insurrectionist president. Folks, 844-967-2789. If you do have an answer for our Brewers trivia question and can go to the game, we're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's game against the Kansas City Royals. 844-967-2789. We are looking for the first Milwaukee Brewer to win season MVP. We got Lynn from Oconomowoc calling in. Lynn, you got an answer for our trivia question today?
Raleigh Fingers?
There we go. We got a winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
Congratulations, Lynn. Yeah, it was... I believe the fifth guest that Todd had. So congratulations. We're sending you and three others to the Milwaukee Brewers game tomorrow night. Thanks to Civic Media. For everybody else in the listening audience, you can listen to the game that Lynn will be at on Oshkosh Air Support and WRCE News from the Center. Lynn, you got a tangent to share with us on this Thursday afternoon as well?
Well, I'm on my way to Kewaskum to a track meet.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's a great night. Is it a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, a friend?
My granddaughter runs the 100 and then the 400 relay and the long jump.
So that's great. Exciting. My godsons used to do the 100 and 400 too. Yeah, it's
last meet of the season.
Last, wow. But see, you got to be there at the beginning and the end, right? Because the relay is one of the last things of the night. So you got to be in there for the whole thing. Luke was over helping out with the track meet the other night.
Yeah, I was doing that on Friday night last week, working a track meet down in Edgerton. So it is that time of year. Yeah. High school sports are in full swing. You can listen to high school sports across Civic Media. We're doing terrific coverage up in Bull Falls Radio for Wausau and around the state on other local Civic Media stations as well. The spring season is coming to an end with those final track meets and final, I believe baseball still goes on for some time now.
Softball, yep.
Yep. So we appreciate you, Lynn. Stay tuned with Evan. He's going to get your information. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. But really, it's just the Harlan Crow. Well, you can't actually ask me these questions. Separations of power.
And our friend, you know how much I enjoy tangents, but you know I also enjoy Matt Flynn Direct. And Matt was talking about this a couple days ago, or maybe yesterday. You know, the Congress asked the Supreme Court. They got to say, look, you got to have some ethics here. And they said, well, we already did it. Like 6 days before, they passed this kind of shoddy. Oh, sure, we got ethics. We've got ethics.
They signed a letter saying, oh, yeah, we all will uphold ourselves to our own ethical standards.
Right.
It's like, we're not going to share what those are. Yeah.
Right.
We still don't know who leaked the Dobbs decision last year.
Thank you very much. I was going to ask you this. What's your thought on this? I would be interested in people calling in, give us your thoughts as well. Matt brought this up. I agree with him. There is somebody inside the Supreme Court, because ProPublica just didn't all of a sudden discover all this stuff. Someone is feeding them some stuff, whether it's in the Supreme Court, whether it's in Congress. There is somebody on the inside.
You think there's a deep throat in the Supreme Court?
Well, I won't go there today. But
if that's what you're indicating, Todd, it's that there's somebody on the inside feeding this information, during the Woodward and Bernstein finding out Watergate.
I'm not the only, like I say, Matt touched on this, other people have touched on this, that there appears to be, I mean, ProPublica is a great organization, don't get me wrong, but it seems weird that it's just one story after another.
You don't, this is what I'll say. I'm not going to say that that's not probable or possible. But I don't think the same person that leaked the Dobbs decision is the person leaking this, because
I agree.
I think Alito or somebody in Alito's office, one of his clerks, I think, leaked the Dobbs decision.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to make sure that he kept the other, still pretty conservative but less conservative than him, members of the U.S. Supreme Court from changing their decision on, and Roberts did effectively change his decision. It was a 6-3 decision when Dobbs got leaked, and then it was 5-4 later on. And so if one more of those Supreme Court justices was a little more shaky and didn't get scared away from that leak, Dobbs could have been ruled a different way. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We got one more segment left in the day. Congratulations to Lynn and Oconomowoc going to the Brewers game. You can listen to the Brewers on Oshkosh Air Support and News from the Center. Share your tangent with us, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 82. Southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 53. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 73. Cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 67. Saturday, under overcast skies. 60. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media. 92.7 WMDX.
If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Todd Alba. You can join us on the phone line for this final segment, 844-967-2789. But you only get to participate if you're at least answering our questions. But we got CJ and Stoughton calling in. CJ, do separations of power extend to a Texas businessman billionaire? Or is that kind of a nonsense question?
Well, I think the claims go all different directions, and there is a separation of powers.
So Congress has a separation of power against a Dallas businessman.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg testified about it and claimed that, yes, there is a true separation of power.
But CJ, can you explain to me how the separation between hang on, CJ, I got a question. Can you explain to me how the separation between the legislature, Congress, and the judiciary, the Supreme Court, extends to an individual? An individual that has obviously close ties with a member of the U.S. Supreme Court, but is not a member of the judiciary. Can you please explain to me how Harlan Crow can be like, well, you can't ask me questions because separation of powers?
Well, if they really cared about it, they'd use a subpoena to bring him and testify. But, you know, are you guys living April Fool's Day? You know, Mayorkas says the border's not open. Have you seen pictures of that success? That's a tangent for you guys if you want to discuss a real issue today.
I would love that Congress would come together and pass comprehensive immigration reform, CJ, but Republicans in Congress in 2017 and Democrats attempted to do it, and former President Donald Trump said, no, I really like this as a midterm issue, and tanked the deal.
CJ, I'll tell you this. I used to work for a Republican member of Congress, Scott Klug, and I handled immigration issues for 4 years. I went down to the immigration office in Milwaukee, and then the director of the Wisconsin office for Senator Herb Kohl, Eve Galanter, and I, one a Republican, one Democrat, met with immigration officials, and they've told us point blank range. Congress, both Republican and Democrat, don't appropriate enough money for the correct agents or the correct procedures and the paperwork and the computers to handle it all. I've also been to the U.S. Embassy in El Salvador and stood in line and watched the lack of respect and the lack of staffing at the embassies on the ground. If you want to fix immigration, you have to go and fix the conditions at the places where people are coming from. That's actually, because I actually have experience in this. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a pretty complex answer, and that it would actually address the problem rather than just using the problem for political purposes. Folks, you can share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. And one more quick here before we go to our last tangent of the day. We got Mark from Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, so, CJ, try answering the question that you've been posed to rather
well,
than...
Well, he did answer it, Mark. He did say that they should subpoena, and I don't disagree with that notion. I think that the U.S. Senate committee should absolutely subpoena Harlan Crow. They tried to go the nice route first and send the letter to have him cooperate willingly. But if he's not going to do that, I just think it's comical that this billionaire thinks that, oh, I can use the excuse of separation of powers to get out of this.
No, the Congress certainly has the right to question the Supreme Court. I mean, that's part of, you know, they're not questioning the Supreme Court's power in this particular case. They're saying that we need to find out what's going on because Congress does have the power to regulate the courts. I mean, that is right within our laws.
Absolutely, because along with separation of powers is checks and balances. I think that sometimes gets lost in the schoolhouse rock of things. But, you know, you've got checks and balances are just as important as separation of powers. And if there are a runaway of ethical questions, it is absolutely within the means of Congress to use its checks and balances to do oversight over the U.S. Supreme Court. Appreciate the tangent, Mark. 844-967-2789. This is the final tangent of the day, Todd.
That's a great one.
Yeah, it is a good one. I think there may be somebody losing Uncle of the Year award out of this one, because I swear, if this happened with me and either of my nephews or my niece, I think my sister and my brother would be pretty upset with me.
You'd be canceled?
I would definitely no longer be responsible for watching their kids on the camping trip, but a Wisconsin boy lost for 2 days in Michigan Park, prayed he wouldn't spend the rest of his life in the woods. This is reported over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, originally over at the Associated Press, though. And the quote from the 8-year-old boy, Nante Nimai,
I believe
how the last name's pronounced. So my uncle, he said, go back to the camp. And I couldn't say, I don't know the way back to the camp, because he'd already turned around and left.
Aw,
poor
kid.
From the kid's account, he spent 2 nights in the Porcupine Mountains up on the UP, which area I know pretty familiar. Mm-hmm. I go up there every year for pretty much my entire life.
It's dense.
And there's a lot of woods. It's pretty easy to get lost and turn around up there in the woods. But I think my sister would just have my rear end in a sling if I just decided, you know, to point in one direction and then walk off before I knew that my nephew was in the right spot. But your thoughts on this little guy
being found. I feel bad for the kid. You got to feel for the poor uncle. I mean, he probably obviously didn't mean for that to happen. But yeah, I've got two nieces, a couple of godsons, and probably should have been a little bit more diligent to making sure. 8 years old, was he?
Yes, 8 years old. He was an 8-year-old Wisconsin boy. He spent 2 days lost in the Porcupine Mountains. But there was a search party of like 150, I believe, that went out and found him.
And I believe of the story I read, he covered up. He was a smart kid, though. He covered up with pine bough branches and leaves to keep warm and ate fresh snow.
Yeah.
So he had some survival, maybe some Boy Scout or Cub Scouting, but he knew what to do.
He was putting two and two together, and he kept himself safe until found by the search party 2 days later.
In a related story, this is totally true. A woman was also stranded, I believe, in California in her car and kept herself alive on wine and lollipops. I'm not making that up. She had a bottle of wine and lollipops.
Did she have to go for more than 2 days, too? Or?
It was a good, yeah.
It was a good amount of time?
Oh, it was a good amount of time.
Oh, jeez.
A bottle of wine and lollipops. It sounds like a party at Luke's house. Right there. That's a true story. So survival. Depending on whether you're an 8-year-old kid or a middle-aged woman with wine and lollipops, you got to get her done.
Life finds a way, as Jurassic Park likes to say. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Really appreciate Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, joining me for this Thursday afternoon. Looking forward to joining you.
Tomorrow morning, it's Mathers and Alba in the morning. Stay tuned, 8 until 11.
Yes, on WRCE News from the Center, WLAK Lake Air, and WXCO Bull Falls Radio. Folks, if you missed any portion of this edition of Dueling Tangents, you can check out the website for our podcast, civicmedia.us. Dueling Tangents, go to the podcast. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you find your fine podcasts. Appreciate all of our callers. Stay tuned to Civic Media Programming. We're giving away Brewers tickets all through the end of this week for this upcoming weekend series with the home series against the Kansas City Royals. So you still got some more opportunities to win if you did not get to today, like Lynn from Oconomowoc did. But we're excited to give those tickets away. The crew returns on Oshkosh Air Support and News from the Center tomorrow. We'll talk to you later.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the ABC Civic Media News app.